Welcome back to a Friday evening edition of the Finsiders. Greg Likens here with you, and all reeling from the LeBron James news, but let's get down to something that's very important, football, and more specifically, fantasy football. Let's go out to the Metro PCS hotline, bring on Michael Fabiano, fantasy football columnist for NFL.com and NFL Network. Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing well, my friend. How are you?
Doing great.
My apologies about LeBron.
Yes, yeah. Well, you know, it's tough for everybody in South Florida, but I think that this only further reinforces the fact that we're happy the training camp is 2 weeks away from today for the Dolphins.
No doubt about that.
All right, let's speaking of the Dolphins, I wanted to start off with kind of a Dolphins angle on fantasy football, if you don't mind. We have high expectations down here for Ryan Tannehill entering his third year. From a fantasy football perspective, what are your expectations for him?
I think he's a very deep sleeper. The quarterback position is so deep this season, and it was deep last season. So if this was 10 or 15 years ago, Tannehill might be considered a top 15 quarterback based on his upside, based on some flashes that he showed last year. But because the position is just unbelievably deep, he's probably going to be drafted late in most leagues if he is drafted at all. But I like the addition of Bill Lazor. He's going to bring an offense that's going to be conducive to Ryan Tannehill succeeding. And by the way, that will also be conducive to Mike Wallace succeeding. Tannehill is someone to me that's going to be a matchup-based starter in fantasy leagues to begin the year. And if he strings together a few games that are productive, well, he could end up being a matchup-based guy who is rosterable in just about every single league. There is definitely upside with Ryan Tannehill.
All right, Michael, you just mentioned Mike Wallace. People looking for him to have a bigger year, and he's even said it. He wants to have a bigger year in his second season with the Dolphins. There's a lot of depth at the wide receiver position for Miami. When you look at that position as a whole and Wallace specifically, how do you see them performing?
Well, as I mentioned, I think Wallace is going to have a better season. He was very predictable last year. He was one of the guys that I told people to avoid, and outside of maybe a few games, he didn't perform up to expectations, especially based on what he had done as a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Right now, I draft him as a third wide receiver who could push back into that number two wideout spot because, again, the offense is going to change. He wasn't a good fit for that offense last year. He's a guy who needs to take the top off of defenses. He's explosive in the vertical pass attack. The Dolphins will now have that with Bill Lazor calling the shots. So things are going to look up for Mike Wallace. Again, I don't expect him to be a number one receiver in fantasy like he was during his time in the Steel City, but if you can draft him as a three, he could end up putting up wide receiver two numbers, and hey, fantasy drafts are all about getting value and bargains, so Wallace is someone to target somewhere in the middle rounds.
All right, Michael Fabiano, fantasy football columnist for NFL.com and NFL Network, joining us here on the Finsiders on the Metro PCS hotline. And Michael mentioned Mike Wallace, and you've got a group behind him in Brian Hartline, Jarvis Landry, the rookie, Rishard Matthews, Brandon Gibson. There's that group there. There's a lot of depth. Who in that group has the most fantasy value in your opinion?
Hartline. Hartline led the Dolphins in receiving last year, and he's a good player, and he's not someone who's going to be Calvin Johnson. There's no doubt about that. But he is a five in fantasy, borderline four or five, depending on the size of the league you play in. In terms of Landry or Gibson, these are guys who aren't going to be drafted in most redrafts, although Landry could have some value in dynasty leagues without question. But really, it's Wallace at the wide receiver spot from Miami, and then it's Hartline, and then everybody else is probably undraftable right now if we're talking about a standard league.
All right, let's go to the running back position, always a top priority for fantasy football players. And you look at the Dolphins running backs. Sean Moreno's added. He's coming off a knee scope. Not sure exactly what his status is going to be. Lamar Miller, Daniel Thomas. Do you think Bill Lazor's offense will help that position as well?
Well, I was big on Lamar Miller last season, and, well, he sort of, like, egg on my face, unfortunately. But I wouldn't be surprised if I was just a season too early on Lamar Miller. I have not heard one good thing about Sean Moreno ever since he left Denver and signed with the Dolphins. He came to off-season workouts. He was out of shape. Then the knee became an issue. And really, if you look at Sean Moreno's body of work, this is a guy who's been a disappointment in the National Football League, considering he was a first-round pick years ago. He's had a couple of good years. Last year was his first really good year, but he was off the radar. If you think about it, before the 2012 playoffs, he wasn't even on the radar at all for the Broncos or for fantasy owners. Now in Miami, without Peyton Manning, I like Ryan Tannehill, but let's face it, he's not Peyton Manning. I really think Lamar Miller could end up taking this job and being the starter and fulfilling some of the potential that I saw in him heading into 2013. Right now, Lamar Miller should be drafted ahead of Knowshon Moreno because we don't know what his status is. In terms of Daniel Thomas, I think he's off the radar at this point. Michael Leslie, the same thing. It's Lamar Miller and Knowshon Moreno who are only two draftable commodities in that Miami Dolphins backfield. And to be quite honest with you, I don't have a good feeling about Moreno, even if he's ready for camp and ready for week one.
All right, at the tight end position, Charles Clay had a breakout 2013, 69 catches, over 700 yards, seven total touchdowns. Is he in line to maybe break out again and increase those numbers?
I would expect sort of the same numbers, and I'm sort of not so much a pessimist when it comes to breakout guys and what they can do the following season, but I try to temper my expectations. And Charles Clay really benefited, of course, because Dustin Keller was injured and he became the guy. And he even had a rushing touchdown or two last season, which always helps a player who's not a running back. I have Charles Clay right now ranked in the top 12 among tight ends. Remember, Rob Gronkowski is going to be back, assuming this year, from the knee. Dennis Pitta is going to be healthy, and I think he's going to be a very good pass catcher for the Baltimore Ravens. So the tight end position is a little bit deeper at the top, but it doesn't have a ton of superstars. Like, you've got Jimmy Graham, you've got Gronkowski, Julius Thomas, and you could maybe throw Vernon Davis into that mix as well. And Charles Clay sort of fits into that second tier of guys who will likely be number one tight ends in fantasy, but they're not of that elite fabric. They're not of that elite level of players. But still, Clay's a very nice option if you're going to wait to draft a tight end until late, because he's going to come off the board, I would guess, somewhere around the 10th to 12th round.
Michael Fabiano, fantasy football columnist for NFL.com and NFL Network, joining us here on the Finsiders on the Metro PCS Hotline. Michael, let's look around the league a little bit and go away from the Dolphins. A lot of people want to know this. You get the number one pick in this year's draft overall. Who are you taking first off the board?
It is a call between, in my opinion, three players: Adrian Peterson, Jamal Charles, and LeSean McCoy. And I'm going with Adrian Peterson. I know he's 29, and typically running backs start to break down, especially running backs with so many miles on them. But Adrian Peterson proved a couple years ago, this guy's not even human. He's a cyborg. Like, honestly, he's unbelievable. And with Norv Turner calling the shots, and listen, people in Miami know what Norv Turner can do because, you know, Ricky Williams was a great fantasy running back during the time Norv Turner was his coach in South Florida. So you get Norv in there, who's going to get Adrian Peterson involved not only as a runner, obviously, but as a pass catcher. Get him in space. Let him make plays. Peterson has one more great elite season left in him, I believe. Number two, LeSean McCoy. Number three, Jamal Charles. And then you go to Matt Forte at number four. And these guys will all be off the board with one of the first five picks in just about every single draft.
Okay, that's interesting, because I was going to ask you, it seems like based on the numbers in the NFL, just the passing numbers continue to increase every single year, do quarterbacks have a bigger value going forward in fantasy football? Or, as you're saying, are the running backs still the top priority?
Running backs are the top priority because it's a very simple case of supply and demand. There are probably 12 to 15 quarterbacks that you can argue are number one or borderline number one fantasy starters. Even if you get towards the bottom of the top 12, Colin Kaepernick, Tony Romo, Russell Wilson, Philip Rivers. You can even make an argument for Jay Cutler, although I wouldn't make that argument, but there are arguments to be made out there. Andy Dalton was a top five fantasy quarterback last year. Andy Dalton, I've got him ranked 17th this year. I mean, that's how deep the position is. And I love Johnny Manziel because of his ability to run with the football. So the quarterback position is so deep, you have to use that to your advantage. Is Peyton Manning going to be better than Russell Wilson, Tony Romo, and Colin Kaepernick? Of course he is. There's no question about that. But if you use a first or second round pick on a quarterback, you're going to be hurting, unless you get lucky, at one of the running back or wide receiver positions. It's just going to happen because running backs are going to come off the board frantically. Say you have a top five pick in the first round. You take Peyton Manning. Well, on the other way around, in round two, at the running back position, you're not looking at one of these elite guys. You're looking at someone, for example, maybe like a Reggie Bush, very good player. I wouldn't call him an RB1. Doug Martin, question marks. I'd rather have him as an RB2. So you have to really look at supply and demand and what positions are deeper and what positions aren't so deep. I can get a much more valuable quarterback in round 10 than I can a running back in round 10. There's not going to be much left in round 10 at running back. But I'll give you an example. I was in a Experts League draft 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I got Cam Newton in the 10th round because everyone's freaked out about his ankle and the wide receivers that he plays with. But just to cover myself, I got Phillip Rivers 3 rounds later. And Phillip Rivers was in the top 6 in points last year among quarterbacks. Wait on the position. Wait. And again, Peyton Manning's not going to go for 5,400 yards and 55 touchdowns again. It's just not going to happen. He's going to be great, but if you're expecting those numbers again, you're probably going to be disappointed.
All right, great advice there from Michael Fabiano, fantasy football columnist for NFL.com, NFL Network. And just a reminder to everybody, sign up for fantasy football for free by going to NFL.com/fantasy. Michael, appreciate the time. Looking forward to not only football season, but of course fantasy football season, and look forward to catching up with you again sometime down the road.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
All right, there he is, Michael Fabiano, fantasy football columnist for NFL.com, NFL Network, joining us on the Metro PCS Hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline, visit thefinsiders.com. A lot more to come here in the 5 o'clock hour. Make sure you stay tuned to the Finsiders. Also want to let you know, Dolphins football is back. Celebrate the return of another exciting season, kicking off with the home opener against the New England Patriots on September 7th. Get your tickets at dolphins.com today. You're watching the Finsiders on Fox Sports Florida, listening on dolphins.com and the Finsiders Radio Network.